Following the passage of a cold front, humidity levels are dropping across the area. That means we are looking ahead to a comfortably cool night across eastern New York and western New England, and that will set the stage for another nice day tomorrow with sunshine. A few clouds may mix in late. Any wet weather looks to hold off until very late in the day tomorrow, or more likely, after dark. So things are pleasant across our area today. It's still slightly muggy, especially from about the capital region on south, but we're seeing that drier air really come in from Canada into the North Country, and as the night moves along, we'll see that dry air work its way into our entire region. As a result, it will turn rather cool tonight as temperatures fall back mainly into the 50s, so it'll be a night where you definitely don't need any air conditioning. You may actually crack the windows open to let some of that fresh, cool air in, but you may want to close the windows before you go to bed. Now, across the highest elevations of the Adirondacks and Greens, it's possible that temperatures will fall back into the 40s tonight. Some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water and in our valley locations. Otherwise, it'll be mainly clear moving through the nighttime hours. So we'll start off with a bit of fog tomorrow. Any fog should burn off rather quickly, though, as we're looking at sunshine to start off the day. High pressure will be in control. And as the day moves along, we'll have that sunshine mixed with a few clouds by tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be between about 75 and 80 degrees, and our dew points will be nice and comfortable. It'll kind of feel like an early September day tomorrow with still those mild temperatures, but really not much at all in the way of humidity. And then tomorrow night, we'll have a warm front draw closer, so clouds will fill back in, and rain is likely at times tomorrow night into the day on Friday. It looks like on Friday the first round of rain gets through around midday, but then some showers are still likely to linger into Friday afternoon, so Friday is not looking like a beautiful day. Temperatures on Friday will be in the 70s, and then it will start to turn more humid as that front passes by for later Friday into Saturday. A quick check on the tropics this afternoon with Hurricane Gert making a pass between Bermuda and New England in the Canadian Maritimes. The storm is accelerating to the northeast, heading out to sea. Again, a reminder that there are some large waves and rip currents along ocean-facing beaches along the east coast over the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, sun, some late-day clouds, high 75 to 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, sunshine, some late-day clouds, high 75 to 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, some late clouds, high 76 to 82. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 50 to 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, some late day clouds, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with showers and storms likely, highs in the 70s. On Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of lingering showers and storms with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.